Ng's sister, Battle Creek, Michigan, January 26, 1889. Dear Sister Ng's, you will see I have written a long letter to Mary and will now say a few words about home matters. I would like cherry trees set on my place and protected so as not to be broken down. I would be pleased to have you follow your best judgment in regard to the cow. Sell it, or do anything you please with it. Please act your own judgment on these temporal things, which are of minor consequences. You need not write to me for an answer. Just follow your own judgment. The Lord will guide you. When you need money, draw from the office what you need. In regard to Elder Canwright, I hope our people will, by faith in God, tie his hands. He is Satan's agent, and they must all remember that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places. Therefore, the need of intelligently taking the whole armor of righteousness and the shield of faith, whereby we shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of Satan. I will have to close now, as there is much important matter on hand to tax my time and strength. I wish you were here sometimes. Then I think of Mary, and I am glad you are there. W.C. White is pressed, it seems to me, beyond measure. I feel deeply anxious for him at times. Sarah says she wrote you, or Mary, I cannot tell which, a long letter, and not a word of mention has been made of it, I think. She will not write if her letters are not responded to or some notice taken of them. In much love, Mother.